Hey, in this advanced mixing lesson I'm going to show you how to slice a Reese patch from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for jungle, old school DNB vibes. We'll design a classic detuned Reese in Waveedable, resample it, slice it into playable rhythmic chunks, and mix those slices into a tight, punchy, jungle texture using only Live 12 stock devices. The focus is producing sliced material that sits with chopped breaks, controlled stereo width, clear low end and dynamic movement via per-slice processing and bus mixing. What you'll build in this lesson: a detuned Waveedable Reese patch with solid low end and movement in the mids and highs. A resampled audio clip of that Reese rendered to audio. A drum rack created by sliced a new MIDI track, with each slice as a simpler and per-slice edits. A Reese slice bus with an M/S-aware mixing chain, EQ8, saturator, multiband dynamics, glue compressor, utility, plus a parallel grit bus for texture. A set of MIDI slices arranged into classic 16th/32nd jungle grooves that interact with the drum loop. Alright, step by step, follow these steps in Live 12. A. Design the Reese patch in Waveedable 1. Create a MIDI track and load Waveedable. 2. Oscillator A. Pick basic saw. Put unison between 3 and 6 voices. Detune around 0.10 to 0.18. Use spread or pan to taste and lower osc level slightly so osc B can sit in the mix. 3. Oscillator B. Choose basic saw again. Coarse tune osc B down between 7 and 12 semitones. Try minus 12 for an octave. Set unison 3 to 6 voices and detune it a bit differently, maybe 0.12 to 0.22. Pan or spread osc B opposite osc A to increase stereo width. 4. Add a touch of FM by routing a small amount of WT position modulation or using osc B as an FM source. Keep it subtle. You want harmonic grit, not total chaos. 5. Filter. Place a gentle low pass with cutoff around 2 to 4 kHz and low resonance. Add a short envelope so the filter opens slightly on attack for transient energy. 6. Amp envelope. Set sustain medium to high and decay between 300 and 700 milliseconds depending on the tail length you want. Add a tiny pitch envelope for subtle downward movement on release. 7. Global. Dial in a little global unison detune or spread if needed. Add a slow Waveedable LFO to modulate the filter cutoff at about 0.1 to 0.5 Hz for evolving movement. 8. Insert effects on the synth. Saturator with 2 to 5 dB of drive using soft clip, a chorus or ensemble at 15-30% wet, and EQ8 with a high pass around 28 to 40 Hz to protect the sub. B. Resample the Reese 1. Create a new audio track called Reese Resample. 2. Set its input to resampling, or route the Waveedable track to that audio track. Solo only the Waveedable track so you're not recording drums. 3. Record a sustained performance of 8 to 16 bars that includes the movement you want. Turn warping off on the clip or consolidate after recording, so you have raw audio with consistent timing. 4. If you want clean loops with gaps for slicing, duplicate and insert short silences where slice boundaries will be. Otherwise, we'll slice by transients or grid. C. Slice to new MIDI track 1. Select the audio clip in arrangement or session. 2. Right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track. 3. For rhythmic jungle chops, choose slice by transient or slice by grid set to 1/16 or 1/32. For old school jitter, try 1/32. For chunkier slices, 1/16. 4. Live will create a drum rack with each slice loaded into a simpler. Name the rack Reslices. D. Tidy slices and per slice edits 1. Open the drum rack and click a pad to view its simpler. In simpler, nudge the sample start to remove clicks and align the transient. Apply a low pass around 3-6 kHz on brighter slices. Set attack very short, 0-10 ms, and release 4150 ms depending on slice length. For longer atmospheric slices, enable loop and set loop braces to create sustained tails. 2. Add subtle pitch variation per slice. Transpose some pads by plus or minus 1 to 7 semitones to emulate to tune. Keep lower slices near original tuning to preserve sub-coherence. 3. Map macros on the drum rack, for example global filter cutoff, saturation amount, and a slice pitch randomizer, so you can automate the whole rack easily. E. Mix the Reese slices, bus processing and placement 1. Group the drum rack track into a Reese bus. 2. Insert devices in this order. EQ8 in mid/side mode. Keep the low end in mid, below about 120 Hz. On the side channel, apply a gentle high cut below roughly 200 Hz to avoid wide low energy. Saturator set to analog clip or soft sign, Drive 2-6 dB. Use the dry/wet around 30-50% to keep dynamics. Multiband dynamics. Compress the mid-band lightly, roughly 200-1200 Hz, ratio 2:3:1. Fast attack, medium release. Let the high band breathe with a slower release. Glue compressor. Slow attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds, medium release, ratio 2:1, aiming for 1-3 dB of gain reduction to glue slices together. Utility, control stereo width. Narrow the low end to 0-30% width, below 120 Hz, and keep upper width around 100-120% for presence. 3. Parallel processing. Duplicate the Reese bus and call it Reese grit. On the grit bus, push saturator or use redux for bit reduction, then low pass around 8-10 kHz and high pass at 40 Hz. Blend this underneath the main bus to add grit without muddying the sub. 4. Sidechain/ducking. Put a compressor on the main Reese bus and sidechain it to your drums, either the snare or the full break. Use a fast attack and a medium release, about 80-160 ms. For snare-only ducking, use a snare-only send or a transient prioritized trigger. 5. Stereo imaging tweaks. If slices clash with hats, use a Q8 on the side channel to notch between 2-8 kHz slightly. For space, a small echo send with short delay and high damping for vintage feel. F. Arrange and humanize. 1. Use the drum rack in a MIDI clip and program 16th and 32nd patterns that interact with the breaks. Put accents on off beats and use triplet flams for old school shuffle. 2. Automate drum rack macros for filter sweeps, pitch randomness, and drive during chorus sections. 3. Humanize by adding small timing offsets and velocity variation per hit so the groove breathes. Common mistakes to avoid over wide low end. If detuned saws stay full stereo in sub frequencies, they'll clash with bass and drums. Always mono the lows. Slicing too aggressively, 1/64 or too many tiny slices can become incoherent. Stick to 1/16, 1/32 for jungle. Excessive global saturation after slicing. Heavy post-slice saturation will blow up transients. Saturate before resampling or on a grit bus. Ignoring transient alignment, a nudged slice starts cause clicks and timing smear. Trim and add tiny fade-ins when needed. Not using sidechain. A Reese will mask drums without tight ducking. Too much compressor release. Too slow and you'll wash out the rhythmic chop that jungle needs. Pro tips: resample multiple variations. Record a clean Reese and a heavily saturated Reese. Slice both and layer to combine clarity and grit. Use Simpler's loop per pad for long tails under short chops. Automate loop start points to vary texture. Macro-driven randomness. Map a macro to small start offset randomization. If you have Macs for live use in LFO, or mimic randomness by nudging MIDI notes and velocities. For old-school flavor, detune some slices by musical intervals, but keep core low mids near the key. Parallel compress for sustain. Duplicate the bus and compress hard on the parallel copy to bring up presence. Use drum bus on a parallel send for transient sheen. Keep input, drive, and distortion minimal. Use multiband dynamics to duck only problematic mids during snares by routing sidechain to the mid-band. Mini practice exercise, 45 minutes in a new Live 12 project. Build the wave-eatable Reese as described. 3/6 unison, octave detune, mild FM. Record 8 bars and resample to audio. Slice to a drum rack using a 1/16 grid. Create a 2-bar MIDI pattern that places hits on 1E and plus the snare hits. Classic jungle gap fills. Mix the drum rack through our Reese bus with EQ8 in M/S mono low, saturator 2-4 dB, glue compressor for 1-3 dB gain reduction, and a parallel gritty bus using redux or heavy saturator. Export a 16-bar loop and a slash B it with the unsliced Reese. Adjust until the drums are clear but the Reese still has weight. Recap: you've learned how to slice a Reese patch from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for old school jungle DNB. We designed a spectrally rich wave-eatable Reese, resampled it, used Slice to new MIDI track to create programmable slices, and mixed those slices with an M/S-aware chain, parallel grit, and sidechain ducking, so the Reese breathes with the drum breaks. Per-slice editing plus careful bus processing is the key to getting convincing old-school jungle Reese textures that sit tightly in the low mid-spectrum, while still delivering wide, wobbling character. Quick practical reminders: resample at high quality, 48-96 kHz and 24-bit, and record at least 2 versions, dry and processed. Consolidate clips before slicing so transient markers are predictable and warping is off. Mono sum below 100-120 Hz to check low-end interactions frequently. Final checks before you bounce, do a mono check and confirm the sub stays solid. Keep the Reese bus under the main drums but audible. Parallel grit should be subtle. Keep overall glue and dynamics gentle. Aim for modest gain reduction so the Reese keeps movement. Export and compare with the unsliced resample to confirm you've improved groove without losing low-end power. That's it. Load up Lev 12, follow the steps, and have fun carving those Reese slices into classic jungle grooves.